Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, to another edition of the Rifleman Radio Show on Appleseed Radio. The Rifleman Radio Show is brought to you by the Appleseed Project. And the Appleseed Project is sponsored by the Revolutionary War Veterans Association. And if you're not familiar with it, no, we don't prance around in frilly shirts and tri-cornered hats. We don't sip tea and yell out top of the morning to each other. What we do is we do our best to honor the memories of those who came before us, those women, men and women who have sacrificed so much, indeed even sacrificed their tomorrows so that we would have our todays. I'm talking about the men and women who stood together at the beginning of this nation on April 19, 1775, where it all began. And for eight long, bloody years afterwards, eight long, hard years. That's how long it took to get this country up and rolling. And that was just rolling. There was another decade before they had worked out just a few of the glitches, and we're constantly, to this day, continuing on in this wonderful experiment of freedom and liberty in a nation, such a magnificent nation, that there's barely a person. In the world, who does not get a certain feeling, sometimes they're not all good, but a certain feeling whenever they hear of the United States of America. And most people want those same freedoms and liberties that we have. We are extremely unique on the face of the earth as a nation. No other nation has the freedoms and liberties that we have. So what do we do now? What do we do with those freedoms and liberties? Do we have we had enough of them? Are they basically just old hat, like those commercials about rollover minutes? Is that the same thing, the same feeling that we should have about our freedoms and liberties? They're old. Oh, they're old. They're old freedoms and liberties. We don't need those. And if we don't feel that way, then how do we feel? And if we feel it's important, then what are we doing to ensure that those liberties and freedoms will still be here tomorrow when we wake up? Because that's pretty important. It's pretty important that somebody is minding the store, that somebody is making sure that those freedoms and liberties are still there when you get up in the morning. Okay, let's get started, as we always do, with a rundown of the upcoming shoots. I'm hoping that the state coordinators that are listening now will call in. You can wait just a few minutes before you get on the line to call in, folks to call in, because I want to finish talking about our freedoms and liberties. But please, if you're a state coordinator, listen, you can be a state coordinator, you can be an instructor, anyone. If you just had a shoot, I'd like you to call in so that we can hear about it. If you have shoots upcoming, like if K-Dan's listening, or if he's not, if somebody would poke K-Dan in the ribs so he can call in and talk about the Mannheim shoot, then please, state coordinators, I would welcome you to call in. Our number is 347-308-8790. Same thing with the ambassadors, the Appleseed ambassadors. If any of the ambassadors are listening, if you would call in, or if you don't feel like calling in, just go into the chat room and discuss any needs you might have there, and I'll try and keep an eye on the chat, and I'll relay those to the folks online. Any needs that you have that someone else may be able to help with, same thing with state coordinators. All right, coming up this next weekend, July 18th and 19th, Mannheim, Pennsylvania. K-Dan's going to be doing this shoot. And if you're anywhere in Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, any of those states, if you have a few minutes tonight, tomorrow night, Thursday night, Friday night, do what you can. Get on the horn. Call up folks that have been to Appleseeds. Invite them to go to the Mannheim, Pennsylvania shoot. Be sure and post it on community calendars. call radio stations. Call television stations. Tell them if they want to see what's going on out in this nation, if they want to see what Americans look like at the range, this is a great place to do it. If they're afraid that Appleseeders are a group of fanatic militiamen, then they can come to the Mannheim, Pennsylvania shoot and learn some history, learn how to correctly handle their rifles, and I imagine K-Dan was going to cook them some lunch Saturday and Sunday too, so it'll be a great chance for them to see with their own eyes what the Appleseed Project is really about. So, July 18th and 19th, Mannheim, Pennsylvania. And K-Dan, if you were if you're listening, be sure and call in to tell us about the show. And if anybody else is listening that has K-Dan's number, give him a call and tell him to call in, because we would like to hear about that. All right. Following Mannheim that same weekend is Miamisburg, Ohio, July 18th and 19th. Now, there was a shoot at Fort White, Florida, on July 18th and 19th. That one has been postponed. We're going to move it to another date, and we'll let you know as soon as we get it moved. We'll let you know what date it is, and then we'll do promo in it on it again, because Florida is a great state for Appleseeders, and we want to make sure that they continue pushing ahead full speed. Oxford, Kansas, in parentheses, Wichita, so I assume it must be close to Wichita, July 18th and 19th. Peru, California, July 18th and 19th. And I like to take a chance, take a moment when I'm giving the locations and stuff out, to talk to folks about different locations and what's happening there. And I want to tell you how proud I am and how proud you should be of the California crew and the work that they're doing out there, spreading the message, awakening folks. The Californians out there, when people think about California, they think about San Francisco or L.A., stuff like that. They think about Hollywood and gangs. And that, while that is a large vocal part of California, the real California, the real people of California are folks like Bob 210, V, all the rest of the guys out there who are the real people of California, who have been trampled on by the loud and the vocal minority out there pushing and shoving to get their way through, regardless of what the rest of the state wants. The real people of California have names like Bob 210. Those are the real people in California, and the people of California are pushing the Appleseed program ahead at a breakneck pace and doing wonderful things out there. I can't say enough about it. Bob 210 is a stone. He's a rock of the Appleseed program, and God bless him and the work that he's doing in California and his crew that he's put together out there, a wonderfully professional crew and a model for the rest of the Appleseed program. Proctor, Vermont, July 18th and 19th. If you're a New Englander, then Proctor is a great shoot. It's a great venue. I wish that I could be there. And normally I'm up in that part of the state by now. I'm sure most of you heard that and a lapse, and a momentary lapse of attention, I allowed myself to get busted up just recently. Otherwise, I'd already be up there, and I'd be at the Proctor shoot. If you're in New England, put this on your calendar, July 18th and 19th, Proctor, Vermont, this coming weekend. Winslow, New Jersey, July 18th and 19th. The week after that is Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, July 25th and 26th. Then Bridgeport, California, July 25th and 26th. Danville, Illinois, July 25th and 26th. El Paso Community College, and this is the El Paso Law Enforcement Center, the indoor shooting range in El Paso, Texas, July 25th and 26th. I'm telling you, if you're in West Texas, and you know how hot it is right now, there's a wonderful heat wave across the nation. I'm sure that we in Texas here have no corner on the market. My days are regularly 102 to 104. But it can be a good deal hotter than that depending on what you're doing. I was waiting in line to unload cattle a few days ago, and I have one of the thermometers that tells what the outside temperature was. And just sitting there in the sun, the thermometer told me that the temperature was 141 degrees outside. That's just from sitting there with the sun shining on the car, on the truck there. So, it's hot, okay? Enough said on that, but there's a chance, there's a remedy for this. The remedy is El Paso Community College, El Paso, Texas, July 25th and 26th. And why is this a remedy, you ask? Well, I'll tell you why, because it's an indoor shoot, okay? Climate controlled, nice, clean, actually a very nice smelling facility, run by a great guy there in if you're lucky, you'll have Sam D. and Michael Schwartz. You'll be able to rub elbows with them, two great instructors for the program, and just absolutely down-to-earth, great guys. All right, when you meet these guys, you'll know you've met a real American, a real person, and you will be very happy that you've met them. They'll be happy that they met you. They'll return the favor, and if you can get to either one of these guys, if you can get them down to a table for a few minutes and get them to talk about events there, you'll that'll be another pleasant surprise for you, because these two guys, between them, probably know at least 75% of the residents of the Western United States. And it's climate control, air conditioned. Gibsonburg, Ohio, July 25th and 26th. Halstead, Pennsylvania, July 25th and 26th. La Crescent, Minnesota, July 25th and 26th. Lodi, Wisconsin, July 25th and 26th. Puryear, Tennessee, July 25th and 26th. Reno, Nevada, July 25th and 26th. Riley, Indiana, July 25th and 26th. Simsbury, Connecticut, July 25th and 26th. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, July 25th and 26th. Carrollton, Kentucky, August 1st and 2nd. Enfield, New Hampshire, August 1st and 2nd. I'm going to try and make that shoot. I've got a message from Mr. Barnes when I came in a while ago detailing the setting up of the shoot. It looks like he's done a great job. Mr. Barnes is the state coordinator, and it looks like he's done a great job in setting it up, and we're hoping for a good turnout there. Lakeport, California, August 1st and 2nd. Ottawa, Illinois, August 1st and 2nd. Stinson, West Virginia, August 1st and 2nd. Colebrook, Connecticut, August 8th and 9th. Elbridge, New York, August 8th and 9th. I imagine I should be in New York at that time, and I imagine I'll be at that event also. Fountain, Colorado, August 8th and 9th. Jericho, Vermont, August 8th and 9th. Jericho is a wonderful location. It's a military base, and absolutely beautiful there. I mean, absolutely beautiful. You're nestled in between in a valley, nestled sandwiched in the mountains there. And the range goes out to 600 meters. And at the same time, you'll be serenaded by the sounds of 50 caliber machine guns, saws, you name it. And it will be pleasantly singing in the hills around you during the shoot. Bennington, Vermont, August 15th and 16th. Bristol, Wisconsin, August 15th and 16th. Calverton, New York, August 15th and 16th. Davila, Texas, August 15th and 16th. I should be back here by then in order to do that shoot. El Paso Community College, El Paso, Texas, August 15th and 16th. Once again, guys, this is an indoor range. So if you're worried about being out in the heat in West Texas in August, then put away your fears. It's an indoor range. However, I will add to that that because it's an indoor range, the line does not extend to infinity. There's only 21 positions. So if you want to make sure that you have a place on the line, what you'll need to do is go to appleseedinfo.org. Appleseedinfo.org. That's appleseedinfo, one word, .org. O-R-G. That's the homepage. In the top left corner, there'll be a tab that says Appleseed. Click on that tab. It'll spring a pull-down menu. Go down the menu to schedule. When you get to schedule, click on schedule. That will bring up a schedule of the events, and they will be done by date and alphabetically by cities. So you'll look down to the location that you want, find the location and the date that you want. Then to the right of that will be two hot tabs. One says information. The information tab will be just that. It'll give you information on the shoot, the location, how to get there, any special information you need, state laws, regulations, anything like that. And then to the right of that will be a tab that says register. You want to make sure that you have a place online. Click on that and register. That does two things. Number one, it lets us know that you're going to be there. So we'll know how many instructors to schedule for the event, how much gear that we need to send for the event. We want to make sure that we have a good instructor to student ratio. And the only way that we can be sure of that is if you pre-register so that we know how many people are going to be there and we can detail the number of instructors that we need to send to the event. Number two, it guarantees you a place on the line. The last thing you want to do is wait to the last second, have all your gear and everything packed, drive up, and they say, wow, it's filled. Okay, it's filled up. You're welcome to, put up a chair and watch us shoot, but you won't be able to shoot. That's not good. So if you want to make sure you have a place on the line, go to appleseedinfo.org. Top left corner of the page, it says Appleseed. Click on that drop-down menu. Click on Schedule out of the drop-down menu. Find the event and the date, the location and the date that you would like to go to. Click on Register. That takes you to the third-party software we use for this. That's Eventbrite. And then pre-register for the event. That way we have enough instructors there. We've got enough material, gear, T-shirts, targets, etc. And you have a guaranteed place on the line. So we all get helped out by that. Lewiston, Indiana. Lewiston, Idaho. Sorry. August 15th and 16th. Mannheim, Pennsylvania again. August 15th and 16th. Montpelier, Virginia. August 15th and 16th. Oxford, Kansas. Oxford, Kansas, also listed as Wichita, August 15th and 16th. Raton, New Mexico. That's at the NRA Whittington Center. Listen, if you want to be outside, you want to be in the great outdoors in August, out west, this is a place you need to be. Raton is absolutely breathtaking. Imagine if you... if you give it a go now, you could probably also get one of the cabins that they have there. I don't know how easy it is to get them during the summer months, but they have cabins that you could rent there right near the Whittington Center. So you can have a nice cabin you can retire to after they shoot each night. And it's absolutely beautiful. And even in August, the air will be dry. I imagine it will be a bit toasty during the day. But you know how it is out west. It's nice and warm during the day. As the sun goes down, then you can reach in to your car, get your apple seed hooded sweatshirt, and put it on even in August. Sacramento, California, August 15th and 16th. Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania, August 15th and 16th. Botany, North Dakota, Botany, it's one of those, August 23rd, 22nd and 23rd. Fenton, Michigan, August 22nd and 23rd. Gibsonburg, Ohio, August 22nd and 23rd. Jaffrey, New Hampshire, Live Free or Die Rally. This is a mini. I guess it's just informational here on the event calendar. It's just going to be, part of the Live Free or Die Rally there in New Hampshire. For information on that, you can go to appleseedinfo.org. Top left-hand corner, you'll see Appleseed. Click on it. On the drop-down menu, you'll see schedule of events. Go down to the August 22nd and 23rd area. Look for Jaffrey, New Hampshire. To the right of that will be an information billet, a hot link there. Click on that and get the information you need for the Live Free or Die Rally. Van Etten, New York, August 22nd and 23rd. Osage Beach, Missouri, August 22nd and 23rd. Peru, California, August 22nd and 23rd. Sherburne, Louisiana, August 22nd and 23rd. This is going to be the second event for Louisiana. Listen, the guys in Louisiana are hot to go. They've got a great group of excited folks there. The state is just getting ready to tip over into a full run. I'm going to be there. I'm sure Mark Alonso will be there. I bet Pop, Respiratory Pop, is going to be there. There's going to be a lot of the Texas crew that is going to run over to Louisiana for this event. and we're going to have a real hoedown. We're going to talk them into cooking for us. If you're anywhere near Louisiana, Texas, on August 22nd and 23rd, then the place to be is right in the middle of a swamp in Sherman, Louisiana, where it's nice and hot and muggy, and there's 100 million mosquitoes, and another great place to hear the story. Fresno, California, August 29th and 30th. Gardnerville, Nevada, August 29th and 30th. Harvard, Massachusetts, August 29th and 30th. Miamisburg, Ohio, August 29th and 30th. Racine, Wisconsin, August 29th and 30th. Rama, Colorado, August 29th and 30th. Vail, Oregon, August 29th and 30th. All right. That gives all the current events for this month and to the end of August. Once again, and we encourage you to do this as far ahead as it will go. The minute we put one up for 2010, the time to get registered is the minute we put it up. That's the time to get registered for it. That's the time to lock your seat in. That's the time to lock your mind into it. You can get registered as far ahead as we haven't posted. You can go ahead and get registered. Even if you are active duty military, if you're a woman, if you're a child, and you're going to go to one of these events, even if it's free, then we want you to go ahead and pre-register. That lets us know, as I said, well ahead of time, how much gear we need to send to a location, how many instructors we need to have ready. So if you are considering any of the events anytime in the future, go to appleseedinfo.org, appleseedinfo.org. That's our homepage. The top left corner, you will see Appleseed. Click on that. That's a drop-down menu. On that menu is another tab that says Schedule. Click on Schedule, and that will take you to the scheduling page. On that page, you will look up the location that you desire and then the date. You will have, to the right of that, you'll have the information and the pre-registration tab. I encourage you to pre-register to help all of us out, start help filling these events out. The other thing that it does is that if you go ahead and get pre-registered, if the folks that are going are pre-registering, if it looks like an event is going to sell out before the date, we will do everything within our power to secure additional line for the shoot. I'm not going to say that we always get it. Some events have only a finite amount of space, and once it's gone, it's gone. But if it's at all possible, we will attempt to secure additional line for the shoot, even if it means essentially having two shoots the same day at the same place. We've done it before, and we'll be glad to do it again. We've got no qualms about rustling up the Ready Reaction Team, which is a group of guys we have at Appleseed who sit around with their pagers, and whenever their pagers go off, they grab their go bags, and they get on the plane, and they take off for wherever it is we ask them to go. We have no qualms about firing up the Ready Reaction Force and sending them to a location if we've got enough folks to do it. But we will only know that they're needed if you pre-register. All right. That is the current schedule. Now we're going to talk for a few minutes before you start calling in. I'm going to give you the number. I think that I'm looking at the chat here. I think it has already been listed on here. And once again, thanks to all of the folks in the chat room. Thanks to all of the instructors who always show up there and who are always lending their experience and helping everyone else out. I see Aftermath, Aromatic, Ashron, B964, Brother Mark, Captain G, G.J. Williams Jr., Jim TV, K-Dan, and let me see, I guess that's not all of them. Old Grunt and CMD. Thank you to all you guys for coming in and always devoting additional time, another 2 hours during the week, to helping out the show. You guys are the rocks of Appleseed. All right. I titled this week's show, "These Are the Times That Try Men's Souls." And it seems that they are. I mean, with each passing day, bringing us a new emergency that has to be dealt with before anything else can even be considered. We have these emergencies. Oh, we're running out of money. The country is collapsing. Emergency, emergency. Swine flu, emergency, emergency. Global warming, emergency, emergency. On and on and on. One emergency after the other. Each one so important, so earth-shattering that emergency has to be dealt with before anything else can even be considered or talked about or thought about. It's an emergency. Senators passing unbelievable spending bills without even reading them. Did you hear what I said? Passing unbelievable spending bills without even reading them. Billions and billions, some say trillions of dollars that are missing. I'm not talking about a page missing here or there. We're talking about trillions of dollars missing once the government handed it out. And guess what? No one really even has a clue as to where the money went, and no one is really even worrying about trying to find out where it went. Emergency! Emergency! Now we have another current emergency. An unbelievable bill accepting the blame for it and attempting to actually change the weather of the planet we live on. I'm going to paraphrase Doc Holliday in that movie Tombstone. Our arrogance knows no bounds. We're accepting the blame. America is accepting the blame for changing the weather of the planet we live on. It couldn't be the sun. Obviously, it's us. We're idiots. My young kids, I've got 5 young girls. Guess what? My 6-year-old already owes $50,000 in American debt. She just learned how to spell debt. $50,000 in American debt. If you have a child tomorrow, that child is going to owe $50,000 from the day it was born. And oh yes, the interest will compound. And there is no end in sight. Foreign governments, knowing they can push us around, shove us around, push the United States back and forth like a bunch of bullying kids or an unsupervised schoolyard, because our leaders currently provide no leadership. The courts, American courts, in a flat-out end run to complete their final transformations from interpreters of the law to lawmaking entities themselves, thereby circumventing the system of checks and balances set up to protect the citizens of this country from runaway courts making laws instead of enforcing them. Court system, which continues to be a haven, by the way, for criminals, and an Iroquois gauntlet for victims of crime. And this is all presided over by completely shameless and irresponsible media that uses the most powerful of mediums in the world to shill for the voices that wish to destroy our nation, stumbling and shoving each other in a drunken bid to be the providers of the most outrageous and irresponsible news on the face of the planet, while fomenting as much pain and strife as is inhumanely possible. That's right, this is the media doing this themselves. You know that movie, The Wag the Dog? You know, if you watch it, you can kind of laugh at the... You can laugh at the improbability of it. However, right in the middle of watching it, you realize that it is no longer an improbability. In matter of fact, it is almost a certainty that this is happening. Almost a certainty that this is happening. When America is destroyed, you can lay the blame directly at the foot of the media. Directly at the foot of the media, who don't care how many good events went on each day, who could care less about Medal of Honor winners, who could care less about a single good deed done, when they can promote strife, when they can give pain, when they can tell lies. That's why the rest of the world hates us, because of the wonderful information put out by the media. And listen, if there is a race problem in America, and it seems that there is, it's the aforementioned media, which places a tiny coal of trouble, a little tiny burning ember of trouble into a handful of shavings, and then nurtures and blows on the coal until they have a full-blown raging fire they can preside over, like psychotic parents beaming with pride over their young kid who has committed his first violent murder just as they hoped he would. An immigration problem. This is the elephant in the room right here, where America is committing suicide, genocide from within, while the media and the government officials lament about the illegals simply desiring a better life, which I have no doubt that they do. I have no doubt that they do. Who would not want a better life? There's people all over the world that want a better life. And there are people in America who don't want a worse life. The list of unintended consequences from this massive wave of illegal immigration, it's not just long, it's endless, it's infinite. And let me repeat what I said. I didn't say a massive wave of immigration. I said a massive wave of illegal immigration fomented by illegal immigrants. Not just immigrants, as they're continuously referred to in the media. And this is all overseen by a leader who assures us that the stimulus bill is working exactly as it was meant to work. And that's when they can take time out from their whirlwind country to country apology tour, where it seems that we have to apologize for everything we've done. We have to apologize for being a bastion of freedom and liberty in the world. And if you think that I'm, if you think that I'm looking at any certain party, that I'm blaming any certain party for this, please don't be mistaken. Okay? They're all equally shameful, equally worthless. At the Appleseed events that you'll go to, we never talk about politics. And I'm not talking about politics or icebergs tonight, because that's what we're going to talk about, because it's not. I'm just giving you a rundown on what's happening right now in our nation. And the reason I'm doing that is because something needs to be done. And who is going to do it? Because it seems that the people that we expect to do something about it have too many other things on their plate to do it right now. So that leaves us. That leaves us. I've mentioned this before, that if you think that someone else is working towards safeguarding your freedoms and liberties, then think again. If you think that your mother and father are doing it, if you trust them to do it, you're wrong. If you trust your husband or your wife to do it, you're wrong. If you trust your kids to do it, or the neighbors, or your milkman, or the cable repair guy, you're wrong. If you trust them to safeguard your freedoms and liberties, why don't you just hand them your checkbook too? If you gave them your checkbook, the only thing you would lose would be your money. Right now, it seems that a lot of us are handing them something much more important than that. Even if you have no money, you still have freedom. You still have liberties. You still have the chance to start over and do it again. Build everything again from the bottom up to be a success again. So why don't you hand them your money? Why don't you let them take care of your money? Because in your mind, you're the person who knows best how to spend your money. Am I correct? You're the person who knows best how to spend your money. And you are the person who should be watching out for your freedoms and your liberties. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness has never been a guaranteed right and never will be. It's a right, just like all the others, that sits there defenseless. It sits there defenseless, waiting to be defended by the people that believe in it. The right to free speech, the right to peaceably assemble, the right to keep and bear arms, all of these rights, it's just an abstract idea placed on paper. It had no ability whatsoever to defend itself. It depends on you and I to defend it, to safeguard and preserve those liberties. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is not a right. It's a sacred contractual agreement between you and this nation. Now, you'll do everything within your power, every waking moment, to ensure that those rights do not disappear. If you don't want to wake up tomorrow as a serf, as a servant, then you better start doing your part of the contract. And how do you do that? You talk to your senators, you talk to your congressmen, you talk to your neighbors, you talk to your kids, you talk to your mother, you talk to your father. You make sure that your senators and your congressmen know what your wishes are, that they know what your needs are, that they know what is a deal breaker and what's not. When you go to an Appleseed event, you're going to learn a lot about the skills that's required for shooting, the fundamentals of rifle marksmanship. You're going to learn a lot about April 19th, 1775. You're going to learn a lot about American heritage. What we won't talk to you about is politics. No one will ever tell you who to vote for, what to vote for at an Appleseed event. If they do, you get on the computer and you send me a message, or you send one to Funfailer, you send one to Sam D. You get on the horn and you let one of us know if somebody's doing that, because we're never going to do that. That's not our job. That's not our mandate. Our mandate, though, is to tell you that you have that responsibility, that you have a responsibility. We're not going to tell you what you need to tell your senator or your congressman, how you're going to vote on any issue, okay? You're a grown man, a grown woman. You know what your needs are. You know what your wants are. You decide how you're going to vote. But you're going to get out and vote. You're going to talk to your senators and your congressmen. You're going to let them know what your wishes are. That's how this country works. It doesn't run on autopilot. It has been, and it turns out that it's not doing such a great job right now doing that. Things are getting rusty. Things are breaking. It's in need. The country is in need of some maintenance. The country is in need of preservation, and we need your help for that. Okay, as I said, if you go to an event and somebody is expressing some political views or trying to impress their views on you, you send a note to like I said, myself or Sam D or Funfailer, and let us know. I have never seen it happen. I've been to dozens and dozens and dozens of Appleseeds across the country. Never seen it happen. I'm not saying that it won't. But I'm saying if it does, you let one of us know and we'll take care of it. We're not there to tell you what to do once you have awoken. We're just there to wake you up. We're like a huge dispatch organization of dispatch riders dispersing across the nation in a Paul Revere fashion, waking people up and reminding them what their job is. Their job is to ensure the preservation of our freedoms and liberties, not to depend on anyone else to do it, to ensure that they're doing it themselves. To actually take the time to look up and find out what those freedoms are, what those liberties are. The real freedoms, the real liberties. Not the wives' tales of what they are, but the real freedoms and liberties that you own in this nation. All right. Karen, welcome to the show. I see you're doing a great job of, as you usually do, putting the numbers out. Karen's put the number out in chat, and I'll give it to the folks that are listening here. It's 347-308-8790. And if you'd like to call in, we'd love to have you, because I'd like to hear from some of the state coordinators, also from the ambassadors, and just anyone who cares to call in and make a comment or has something to say or has a question, we would love to speak with you. And we're going to take the first call right now. Area code 812, you're on the air. Area code 812.
Hey, Scout.
Hey, who is this?
This is Hawk Haven out in Indiana.
Hey, Hawk, how are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
As I was going through the upcoming events, I heard that that sound, the You Got Mail sound, and I thought it was from you, but I couldn't read it and talk at the same time. So I'm guessing you're here to tell me what you wrote. So
yeah.
Sing out.
25th and 26th of July, we've got a combined IBC and Appleseed at Riley, Indiana.
Okay.
How
are you doing that? Are you running the are people getting there early for the IBC?
No, we're running them concurrent. Big facility, and we're turning the range over to the Appleseed, and we're using the clubhouse and the other facilities for the IBC.
Okay. Well, how do the normally – Hawk Haven's talking about the IBC, which is the instructor boot camp. And normally, the way that we run those is we'd have the IBC on the weekend before the Appleseed, and that way we could instruct the instructors, and then they would teach at the coming Appleseed. But I guess they're not going to do that at this one, right?
Right. We've got a big pool of folks here. They were asking for an IBC, so we had a large facility. We said, well, we've already got it. We'll use it.
Well, that sounds good because you guys are doing a great job up there. And well, let's see, the next one would be 2 weeks later, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So they'll have 2 weeks instead of 1 week to bone up on their work, and then they will have a chance to show that at the Appleseed on the, let's see, that the 7th, no, that's the, when is the Appleseed after that one? It's 26th, August 15th and 16th.
Right.
Is that right?
I believe so. I'm not from a calendar right now.
8th and 9th, calendar. August 8th and 9th.
9th, okay.
Okay.
And we've got folks coming from Missouri, and some Illinois folks I heard are coming over, and it's right off I-70, so it's real convenient for Ohio, Illinois, Kentucky, Michigan, Wisconsin, that whole string of folks to hop on the interstate and zip on over.
Okay. I see somebody has said on here that I dropped. Can you can you guys in the chat still hear me? I mean, we're still in the air. Well, even if we're not. All right, so how many prereqs do you have for the event coming up?
We've got 15 shooters for the Appleseed and somewhere between 5 and 10 for the IBC right now.
5 and 10. That's great. We can keep working on that and see if we can't get you a few more because that would be great to get a group of at least a dozen guys that you could burn into instructors at that next event. That would be absolutely great for you guys.
Yeah, our Lafayette April 18-19 shoot this year had 9 IITs come out of the one shoot, so this is going to be their first available IBC, and it's just down the road, so we've got a large pool of available folks, so we're making it available to everybody that wants to come on over.
How many instructors in Indiana right now?
We've got one master instructor, I think 6 full instructors, 4 shoot bosses, and I think 19 IITs in various configurations.
Okay. Keep talking for a second.
Sure.
I'm going to use your talking for me to try and do some...
So we've got a large pool we're building up this year to build on our success. We've more than doubled our shoots from last year. We're at 17 so far for this year. I'm getting literally weekly calls of people offering up either private property or existing ranges for shoots yet this year. We've got pretty much the western half of the state covered. The northeast is doing pretty good. We're concentrating on the east central, and southeast is where we're targeting for growth for the rest of this year and next. So next year we'll be looking at 30 to 40 shoots here in Indiana, and we'll need a big instructor pool, shoot boss pool to service all the shoots.
Wow. There we go. I'm trying to pull the switchboard back up.
Oh, okay.
For some reason, Blog Talk dumped part of the part of the show stuff. So, right in the middle of it here, I lost the switchboard. So I'm trying to get that back up while I'm talking to you. That's why I'm trying to get you to talk and for me.
Yeah, Indiana's doing what I think reasonably well in growing the program here. We've been sending instructors out to the other states to help out where we can. A few of us made the trek to Wyoming earlier in June to see the program out there, and that was a great trip out to Jackson Hole.
I love Jackson Hole.
Oh, Jackson Hole is a great place to go to.
I don't know what it's like now, but when I was a kid, I spent a lot of time there, and we lived with one of the local guides here, and so it was like a perfect fantasy, life for a kid. We goofed around on the weekdays, and then on the weekdays we would be on river trips, hunting guide trips, either on the Snake River or up in the mountains on horseback, and on the weekends we'd be part of a. The town at the time was very small, and I think they just had, I don't remember the number of people, but it was very small.
It's still small.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just, well, they're so much of the land is federally owned around there, there's not a lot of room for growth.
Right.
So
right, and there was, the town, you could just about throw a rock across it, and on the weekends, we were part of the Old West, we put on shows for the tourists and stuff. We had the shootouts and jailbreaks and stuff like that. It was just a great time. The guy that we were staying with, his father owned a bar there in town called the Silver Dollar Saloon. And
I think it's still there, if I remember right.
Is it?
Yeah,
I remember he got thrown out of there one night because I guess he had been drinking, and I know he'd been drinking, and rode his horse into the bar and tried to get it to jump up on top of the bar, and it was his dad's place, but his dad threw him out and told him never to come back. So, but it was a great town for a young boy. All right, I've got the. I've got the switchboard back up. If you guys would like to call in at 347-308-8790. K-Dan, I'd like you to call in, if you would, to talk about the Mannheim shoot, too. And, of course, anybody else that would like to call in, any other state coordinators, if Mr. Barnes, if you are listening, we'd like for you to call in. Ed, if you would like to call in, we'd be glad to speak with you, too. Anybody, Nickel, if you're out there, any of the state coordinators or any of the ambassadors, if you guys would like to call in, then we would like to hear a report from your state and also any requests you have for anything you need. And Hawk, how can we help you out?
No, we're in good shape. Just getting the word out for the IBC and the Appleseed. In 2 weeks, we've got a mini Appleseed next weekend at Cloverdale, which is almost turned into a DAR for us. We have almost monthly activities there.
The monthly minis?
Either minis or full apple seeds.
Or full apple seeds. The mini is a great it's a great chance for folks to come to an apple seed without having to put out any money or having to commit to 2 days. A lot of people don't know what they're getting into, and they're loath to commit to two long days before they know something about it. So they'll come to a mini, and sometimes, they'll just stay for a couple of hours, or some people will stay for the whole mini. Regardless, they'll see what it is then, And then almost every case, almost every time somebody has been to a mini, I would say 99.99%, the next time I see them is at a regular event.
Yeah, we're seeing the same thing. It's a great recruiting tool.
Yep, they always show up for it after they've come to a mini.
Yep. And it's great for our IITs. It's a great way to hone and practice their skills. it's good for everybody. The club's picking up members, from what I hear, so everybody wins.
That's great. OG, you can call in, too. We got room for you. So, K-Dan, OG, I see that OG is going to buy an RV and just hit the trail full-time. Well, that sounds great.
Hey, if I could do that, I would. I meet so many good people on the trail. Every shoot I go, it doesn't matter if it's Kentucky, Tennessee, Florida, Wyoming, wherever I go or another instructor comes in from out of state, they're all good people, and the shooters likewise.
Well, yeah, and if I was a young man again, I guarantee you, young single man, that is, I guarantee you I would be doing it. I'd find some way to survive. I'm sure that I could, between getting Fred to pay for the gas, scrounging around at the tables, just looking hungry at the end of the apple seeds and walking around and talking to people and just stand there and stare at their food until they give you some.
Hey, I can offer more elk steaks and so on and so forth at shoots than I want to talk about.
Yeah, you could live that life. And what a great life it would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Just going from event to event, meeting new Appleseed folks. Woo! It'd be great for a young person. Now, me thinking about it right now doing it, it just sends a cold shiver up my back.
Tell you what, we had a young gentleman just graduated high school at the last Cloverdale shoot. He came out to learn to shoot and enjoyed himself. And he said, well, I want to get involved, but I'm going to Colorado next year. What are you going to be doing? He said, I'm going to gunsmithing school. I said, you're not going to find a better group to get hold of than Appleseed because we're going to, you're instantly networked wherever you go in the country. You want to go to Colorado? Hey, we got contacts in Colorado already. You know, you can get plugged in.
And have you heard from him?
Yeah, he's going to be at the Riley shoot in 2 weeks. Him and his dad both.
That sounds great. I'm going to bring somebody else on with us, Hawk. Pop, is that you on the line?
That's me, Scout. How you doing?
I'm just dandy. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're good down here. A little warm, but I haven't. I've been busy on Tuesday nights for the last 19 weeks, and this is the first time I've been able to listen in for a while. So.
Well, I figured you must have been busy because usually you're the first one on the telephone.
That's right.
Which surprises me because I know you're not a man who likes to, who really likes to chew the fat or talk to anybody or anything like that.
No, heavens no, man. I'm busy. I'm kind of a introvert.
Yeah.
You know how I am. Yeah, you got
to
pick.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly how you are. Yeah, if you better give yourself 4 to 5 hours for a Walmart trip.
A Walmart trip.
Yeah. Because I know you're going to know everybody in the Walmart, and even those people you don't know. Pop, this is Respiratory Pop on the line with me. He's the Corpus Christi instructor. And for those of you who haven't met Respiratory Pop, he's one of those people who just he's never met a stranger. And he does a great job for the program by word of mouth. And let me tell you, he's got some miles with that word of mouth thing going. And I mean that in the best way, Pop.
Well, I really I haven't talked to anybody at Appleseed. You know, like a few emails back and forth from a few folks, but I just hadn't heard how you were doing since your untimely demise. And,
hey, don't say it like that.
I'm
doing a little bit better. The broken ribs are not nearly as painful as they were. Believe me, they're still there, and anytime I forget about it, they are more than happy to remind me. And the arm, you know, I busted up my left arm. I crushed the bones on the end of the arm. And they tried to get it. They tried to get it to work without doing anything, and they couldn't. It was just too messed up. And so they peeled back all the skin, and they put in a bunch of plates and pins to hold the bones in place. And the concussion, I just, the headache really hasn't stopped since it happened. But I guess it just, it seems kind of normal now, you know, to have a headache. But other than that, everything's just perfect.
Just perfect. Well, I knew that much. Well, so I was thinking about maybe coming up in August to Davila. I'm going through Davila withdrawals. I haven't been up there since the first weekend of March. That's too long.
Well, people have been asking about you. They've been wondering where you were. And listen, yeah. How's your son doing?
Oh, Sally, she's over there talking right now. You know, that's where I get it from.
No, your son.
Oh, son, you said my other half. Yeah, Dylan's doing fine. He's up there in Bellingham, Washington, you know, just he did a lot of apple seeding, I guess, the up until May, and I think Mama's trying to get him to slow down just a little bit, but he'll be back at it this fall, I'm sure.
Well,
and,
good. Listen, Pop, have you scrounged up anybody to help you there in Corpus?
We're just trying to develop the program down here, and so I don't have any new shoots scheduled right now. I'm trying to figure out when I want to schedule one. I talked with Kevin, BDG, down in the valley, and we both feel the same way about Davila. Like, you know, we're going through withdrawals, and
well, you
and
guys
so,
come on up for a shoot, and then we'll all get together and do a shoot in Corpus, and then get one down in his area too.
Yeah. And there is a possibility coming up about that, but we do want to try to do at least two this fall, and so I think that will probably happen. Recall I told you about the young man, 17 years old, homeschooled.
Right, that's who I was hoping that you would start dragging under your wing to give you a hand with the
check
with
this
the
out. He called me two nights ago and said, "Hey, Papa, hate to bother you, but I was wondering, I got a friend whose dad has 500 acres up here near Mathis, which is just, an hour north of Corpus, and they want to hold an apple seed. What do you think?" Well,
yeah,
hey.
Let's do it. Let's get it set up. Hawk, who is doing the promo for you right now?
All of us.
Do you have a certain person with your crew that's doing it?
No,
No. It's just me here in Corpus and Kevin down the valley, and there's I met a couple of people here in Corpus who you probably seen the handle of Getty's Uncle on the forum, a new guy who shot with us here in May, and I really like him. He's going to come along. He's a pharmacist here in Corpus, and of course, a lot of his weekends are taken up, but we're going to get together and do a little shooting here coming up pretty quick, and I'll bring him along. I think he'll help out a lot.
Okay. Well, what I was asking Hawk, though, too. If Hawk, if you have somebody in particular that is helping you with your crew with promo?
No, our instructors and IATs all pitch in. They see a target of opportunity pop up. They stick their hand up and say, like 2 weeks ago, there's a tea party up in Valparaiso. You know, can we get some supplies and show up? And we cranked out a regional flyer for all the shoots in Michigan, Illinois, Northern Ohio, and Indiana. And they handed out 150, 200 flyers with SWAT magazine articles and, you know, supposedly did a real good job with it. We're blessed with enough folks here in the state that care and pitch in. You know, we've asked them to step forward. They've done that. So, no, it's not any one person.
That sounds good. Let's see. Let me see here. Somebody just called in, area code 607, and before I could get to it, I think that they hung up. So if you'll call back up area code 607 or 604, whatever it was, call back in, and we'll get you on the air when you call in. Sam, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Scott?
I'm just dandy. Welcome to the show. I got Pop and Hawk Haven here with me. So we'd all like to welcome you in here and just jump on into the conversation. How are things going in New Mexico?
Oh, real good, real good. We're getting ready to set up another shoot here in Alamogordo because I have a horrible problem.
And
I got more IITs than I have shoots.
Listen, that is a that would be a welcome problem, because as long as they're pretty close, if the folks are pretty close, is what I mean. It would be great to have them come to all of the events. Now the organization can't pay for folks for 10 IITs at each event, but if you're an IIT and you're trying to build up your game and become a better instructor, then it behooves you to jump in your car and head on over to the shoot, yourself, until you can, until you get up to instructor status to make all the shoots that you can. We're only going to okay X number of IITs, usually one or two IITs per an event, that we can pay for their expenses and stuff. But any time an IIT wants to go to an event, like here in Davila, we've been very lucky that a lot of times we'll have, a whole train load of IITs. We've had as many as 11 or 12 IITs here before, for some of the events, some of the larger events. And
we're pretty fortunate. We can get a few of them up here with just a couple hours drive, and I can give them some floor space, and we'll have a shoot for them to work at.
Okay, and I see Karen is getting ready to leave, and I want to tell her thank you, as always. She's always appreciated for all the work that she does here. She's just leaving the program. She's not leaving the planet or anything. But thank you, Karen, for the work that you do here. We sure appreciate it. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sam.
No, it's quite all right. We need to make sure we thank Karen and the rest of the folks that are out there doing good stuff for us. There's a lot of them, and they deserve every bit of praise we can give them.
Right. She does a great job. She still hasn't been to an Appleseed. We're still trying to rig one up that we can bring her to. She does a great job helping us here on the program and spreading the Appleseed word. She's an Appleseed ambassador without any other prompting. And talking about that, I want to mention that we are right at the 19,000 listener mark for the program this year, which is quite a few souls. I know that a lot of us are regulars, but I know that all 19,000 of the listeners aren't regulars, so I want to thank everybody who's tuning into the program and listening and learning about the history of America, learning about the American heritage, and then doing their bit to preserve the liberties and freedoms our country offers to them.
I was reading on the board about the wanting to come on an extra night every week just to give some shooting education. I think that'd be great. I'd like to see some
like
of those folks that...
Yeah, that's
come
exactly
on.
Right. What I'd like to do is have an additional night that we come on, and on that night, have it be mainly a shooting discussion. And some of the programs may not even be live. We may just pre-record them, and some of them just may be archived shows, which means they'll just show up. If you want to talk about calling the line, then you can, or if you want to learn about calling the line, you'll just go to the archives and look up calling the line, and then you would play that one. So that you could hear people actually talking about, so you could hear a class on how to call the line, and then getting different folks. I would like to get a whole slew of stories, people's first, second, and third strikes recorded, so that so you can go to the archives and you can say, you know what, I'm an IIT, and I would like to. I'd like to give my story of the first strike of the first meeting at Lexington, and I want to hear how some other people did it. I want to hear how Sam D did it, or I want to hear how OG does it, or how Paul up in Amarillo. I want to hear how he does the first strike. Any of those, you know, whoever would like to do it, I'd like to record their first strike, so that other people can listen to it. And even download it to their iPods and stuff like that, so they can listen to it and then and help them get into the rhythm of telling the story. Because this program, the Appleseed Project, if you can't tell the story, if you can't tell the story of the history of April 19, 1775, then you're always going to be just an IIT. You're never going to be an instructor, because you cannot become an instructor without telling all three strikes of the story, without knowing your history of April 19, 1775, backwards and forwards. So this, I think, would be a great benefit to a lot of the IITs, because they may have heard the stories several times from people, but when you're listening to the story, a lot of times you don't have time to jot down notes or anything like that, whereas if you record the story, you can play it over and over, and you can listen to it, and you can figure out how your own rhythm in telling the story would go.
I think that's fantastic. It sure would have been a great help to me, and I know there are a lot of folks out there that we'd like to hear how other people do their strikes. I've heard of some really fantastic presentations and by different people, and I'd like to hear their take on it. And because everyone has a different delivery and different things that they find most important in strikes, and it's interesting to hear them. I think it'd be great if we had an opportunity to download a lot of people doing their strikes and their dangerous old men, and even their lesson presentations. Everybody has a different take, and the more you hear about it, the more different ways you hear it done, the more ideas you can come up with for an effective presentation of your own.
Exactly. You can have, I wanted to get not just the three strikes, but all the supplemental stories that we tell, like the Dangerous Old Men or Isaac Hayes or any of the supplemental stories that we use to help instruct the folks in the history of that day, any of the additional stories that people tell, and there's quite a few of them, but I think that we can get several folks to do it, and the show can be any length. So the longest they'll allow is a two-hour block. But even in a two-hour block, you can easily get the first, second, third strike done, and then probably even toss in the all the supplementals in just one two-hour block, you know, from one person or from several people. The one person telling the all three strikes at once might be a little rough on them. How is your story, Hawk?
As far as
how's my story?
No, I said Hawk.
Oh, okay. Hawk.
Hawkhaven?
Yeah.
How was your story?
I think I'm doing okay. I learned something. Like we tell everybody when they go out, you want to become a better shooter, become an IIT. As an instructor, I become a better instructor by being around a lot of other instructors. So I think having the...
That you, Hawk?
No, it's not me. So I think having other archived, because I hear about these other great instructors' presentations, and I'll gladly steal from the best of them. And I do most every time I hear another instructor give their story, I always pick up something.
Oh yeah,
and,
definitely.
That's one way I learn is someone else has noticed something, some little tidbit that makes it more personal, more telling, and pick it up and run with it.
Yep, that's great. all right. Okay. I just lost some more of the switchboard for just a second. I guess everybody's still on. You know, Blog Talk Radio is a great great resource, but I think that they are. I think a lot of times they're running at full capacity. You know, like a lot of the programs are. I mean, you know, it only takes you know, a couple of words from somebody on Twitter or you know, on something else, and all of a sudden you got you know, an additional 100,000 people,
mm-hmm.
and you know, the servers have to handle that and. So, the whole electronic information network, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter, Facebook, all of those things are still, to me, are like only halfway technical, and the other half, they're kind of just like magical. So I'll just have to, I'm still working on them. The Appleseed Radio program is on Twitter. If you look on the show page, you can see up at the top there that we do have a Twitter account. And if you are also on Twitter, I encourage you to link up with us to follow us. And, of course, we will be glad to follow you. And we're trying to get kind of a seamless as far as seamless as possible, if we're trying to network back and forth as much as we can to get the message out. Area code 607, you're on the air.
Hey, Scout, it's B9 from New York.
Hey, Ed, how are you doing? I was
good.
Hoping that you would call. Hey, everybody,
yeah.
This is Ed in New York. He's a state coordinator from New York. Ed, you know everybody here. Hawk from Indiana.
Yep, yep.
Pop from down here in Texas. And Sam D, who's the New Mexico boss man.
Right.
Welcome to the show, Ed.
Yeah, thanks. I heard you wanting to hear about Mannheim, PA, which, to tell you the truth, I haven't been down there myself. So I don't know a whole lot about it. Actually, Mooney on the forum set that shoot up, and that's actually... a DAR where we got every third weekend of every month at that location.
That's a coup.
Yeah, so I mean, it's...
What happened to K-Dan? He was, I saw him in the chat room a while ago, and I was hoping that he was going to call in.
Yeah, I called him on the cell phone. He was going to call in. I don't know if he's going to later on or what. He doesn't have much time left to go, but...
Okay.
So.
All right, well, give us a rundown on it, we've got this coming weekend. It's going to be Mannheim. Are you going to be there, Ed?
I'm actually going to be in Winslow, New Jersey, New Jersey's first Appleseed shoot. So I'm driving to New Jersey instead of going down to PA.
The first Appleseed in New Jersey?
Yeah, Winslow, New Jersey.
No kidding. I didn't realize it was their first one. You know, every I've been reading off for the last few months. I've been reading or maybe just looking at the New Jersey events. And and I guess I just automatically assumed that it was a return event. Well, congratulations to the people of New Jersey, because
Mike P is the one that set that one up.
Who did?
Mike P., and the state coordinator in New Jersey.
I guess
New Jersey, I haven't been there in about 25 years. I guess it's tough to do anything with rifles around there, but Mike P. pulled it off, and we're going to at least get that one there, and we'll have more after that. And last I looked, I think they had like 13, 16 people signed up, which isn't huge, but I mean, it's not bad for a first one.
No, it's not bad for a first event at a new location, especially in the summertime. Now,
right.
We're having all across the board in the summer. It's not unusual in the summer for us to have lower than usual turnouts. But I've said it before, and I'll say it again, is that I don't care what time of the year it is, if it's winter, summer, spring, fall, regardless. There is enough people in any given location to completely overrun any of these apple seeds that we have. There are people who are sitting around in their house right now, right this second. There are millions and millions of people across the United States who, in their mind, they're going, man, I wish that there was an organization that would teach you rifle marksmanship skills, and at the same time, that would provide you with a living history of the nation, especially of April 1917-75, and that I could go to this event, and that when I went to the event, I could shoot a certain score, and that they would actually ask me to become an instructor and help out. I'm not kidding you. It sounds like I'm telling you a joke, and in a way I am, but the reality is there are a million people in the United States who are thinking that thought. They're not thinking it right now.
Well, if they're thinking it, that's kind of bizarre. But
yeah.
if they had a computer and Googled any one of them phrases all together, they would come up with Appleseed.
Right. Well, they are there, okay? The people are there. And it just so happens that we have that organization that is willing to help them out by doing just that, by teaching them rifle marksmanship skills and giving them a history lesson of the Americans who stood together on April 19, 1775, who were willing to do whatever it took that day to secure their freedoms and liberties. We're just that organization that they're looking for. So the question is now, is how do we get the two together? How do we get the two together? And that is a question that is going to continually be asked until the end of Appleseed.
Well, I think a lot of it is right now in certain areas, like up here, we're looking at a couple of people doing, you know, full bore what they can do instead of having many people doing at least something. You know, a lot of us still, everybody here that I know has day jobs and stuff like that. So what we need to do is get more people doing some. I mean, they don't have to be the biggest go-getter in the world, just something. And that's where a problem we're having up here is getting enough.
Well, listen, I've mentioned this before. All you guys know this because each of you guys on the phone is a great example of the folks in the program that are doing something, the folks in the program that are devoting, in many cases, a huge amount of their time. Ed, you do. Hawk, I know you do. Sam D., you always have. Pop, you're always pushing the program. All you guys are always working hard and pushing the program. Now, we've got several thousand members of the forum now, and if each of those members of the forum devoted only 5 minutes a week to promotions, to getting the word out, we would double turnouts at the events.
Yeah.
Just 5 minutes a week. That's all it takes is 5 minutes a week. Unfortunately, very few are, because they think, this is all the rest of the Americans, they think that someone else is doing the job that they are supposed to be doing. They think that someone else is doing it. Well, certainly Hawk's doing it. I would do it, but I know Pop's doing it, right? I know that the rest of the guys are, so I'm not going to worry too much about it because somebody's doing it, right? Somebody locked the front door. I know they did. They wouldn't leave the front door open with us going on a trip. Somebody locked the front door, right? Somebody fed the dogs, didn't they? Nobody would allow the dogs to go hungry. The thing is that everybody is not doing it because everybody thinks the other person is. Everybody is not defending, safeguarding their freedoms and liberties because they think everybody else is. And if we can get this into folks' minds that many hands make the load light, then it would go a lot easier.
Right.
So I see RWVA Northeast. Nicole, is that you? If it is, why don't you call in so that...
That's Nicole, I think.
Is it Brother Mark? RWVA, if you... Nicole, I mean, if you want to call in, give us a call. We'll put you on the line because we'd like to hear about the Northeast, too. If any of you guys, Hawk, Pop, Sam, Ed, if any of you have any ideas or any suggestions about how we can get more information out, then please jump in.
Well, if the state coordinators will go to their board and check, we have a post on there with about a page and a half of how to operate with the press, how to find radio and TV stations, newspapers, magazines, and deal with them. And if any of them want to ask me anything personal, they're more than free to email me or PM me on the board. Love to help them out. We've done a couple and gotten good results with it. I'd like to have more people try it.
Yeah, and if that would – what you bring up with there you didn't really bring it up, but you made me think of it, is the mentoring. if everybody can make sure, if everybody who's listening in tonight, all the chat, everything else, if everybody can make sure that they are giving a nudge once a week or so to their guys and saying, hey, if you can give me a hand with such and such, please do, or remember to push the Mannheim shoot, or et cetera. A lot of times people get other things, they get involved in other things, and they forget, So mentoring is one of the best things that we can do.
I forget all the time. Periodical, Fred will call me up and remind me.
A lot of times I actually go in the other way. I forget that I'm really supposed to be doing a job which brings in some money so that I can pay my electrical bills and feed my cows and everything else. And so sometimes that gets me into trouble. But there is a long list of stuff that that doesn't get done unless you do it. I have absolutely hundreds and hundreds of emails every week to answer, questions to answer, and folks to talk to, and continuously bugging other organizations, about working with the Appleseed program, and sometimes I get a bit discouraged because it doesn't move as fast as I would like it to. But then again, we're not going as slow as you would think either. If you think just a couple of years ago, we were just absolutely amazed. We were breaking our arms, patting ourselves on the back because we had 50 shoots in 1 year.
Well, think about it. What was it, October, November, where we were all in Louisville and you were talking about the idea of the radio show? Would you have believed, 8 months later, you'd be in the top 10 nationwide?
Yeah, that, like I said, we've rarely done actually really great with the radio show out of out of 500 radio programs, we're now number two in all of the conservative political radio shows. We're, if you look at most popular, you'll find us right there in the number two position. We're running right at 19,000 listeners for the year, and we're continuing to grow. So we're not doing too bad in that way. I just wish that, and like I said, you know, we're getting the word out, and it's growing. It's actually growing at a rate that we can handle, but it's not growing at a fast enough rate for us to handle what's coming down the pike, because we just got through having, let's see, what was it, 52 apple seeds on one day?
Right.
Well, next year we're going to need to have quite a few more than that, and we're going to have to go from having 50 apple seeds in one year across the nation to this coming year. Texas alone is going to have well over or close to 100 apple seeds. So the whole thing is getting big fast. And if you move along to a couple of years down the road, when we have 1,000 apple seeds on April 19th, then that's going to be a pretty big event. But that's
we'll
what
have
the ideas.
Yeah. Hey guys, I'm going to sign off now. I'll talk to you guys later.
Who's this?
That was Ed leaving.
Ed?
Hawkhaven leaving.
Oh, Hawk. Okay. Okay.
You know, we are growing, and we are growing pretty big. And people forget that we've come a long way just in one year. And we're going to get even bigger and bigger. And we need to keep up our promotion efforts, and we need to be supportive to each other and each other's promotion efforts. And if we get out there and work that, we'll keep growing. We'll have 1,000 shoots in a year. We'll have 1,000 shoots on an April 19th.
I'm looking forward to that.
Keep working.
That's going to be one confusing day, I'll tell you what. Nickel, welcome to the show. Is this Nickel? Area code 802. 802-399. Are you there?
They may not have pushed their one button.
All right. Well, they're on the air, so whenever they get ready to, we'll be here with them. okay, so of the guys here listening, Sam, are you going to... are you going to volunteer to be one of the first ones to give your strike story?
Sure.
All right. Well, I'll get in touch with you, and we'll set that up. I got...
Hey.
What's that? Nickel? You there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We were wondering where you were. Welcome to the show. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, listen, logging in problems with Log Doc Radio, but that's more of a computer issue up here. Lines are spotty sometimes.
Well, like I was saying earlier, the seems like that the servers and stuff, I'm sure at times they get overused at Blog Talk, because there are times before when everything is just shut down, and I know it's because of the high number of people that are tuning in, not to this show, of course, but to... you know, there are thousands of radio shows being done all across Blog Talk Radio. And I know that, and thank goodness for it, because it's a great way to get information out. And I advise you guys not to listen just to this show, but find some other shows at Blog Talk that are putting out information about events in America, and listen to them also. So let us know what's going on there in the Northeast there, Nickel.
Well, we got, as I listened to you earlier, we've got Proctor coming up this weekend. This summer we've been running Proctor one weekend, Bennington another, and Vermont.
when putting Jericho and Middlebury in as we can fit them. Working on a couple more ranges. New York's taking off in a big way. We're running monthly events in New York now, and last year we ran three, I think, if that. We ran,
right.
We ran Van Etten, Throop, and New Bremen last year. The year before that, we ran just Van Etten. And then this year we're running an event a month, and one or two events a month.
I was going to say, there's not over a three-week period where there's not an event in New York, not for the next 2 months.
Yeah, that's right. And we've got very small staff in New York. We've only got three Red Hat instructors now, and we're actually pulling coverage. I go over there a lot because I live real close to the state line. Like New Bremen, I'm one of the closest instructors, ironically. Far in New York, it's over Watertown, and things are growing. And of course, pitch out there to anybody wants to do something for the country, help things out. Get to an Appleseed and learn how to shoot, and get to another Appleseed, get that rifleman's court, and step up to the plate and become an instructor. We need tons of instructors. We need quality. Tough pitch, but got to be done, I guess.
Right, we're always going to need instructors, and. You guys out there, this is a chance for you to give something back to your country, to give something back to those who will come after you, and that is by learning the history and teaching it to others, teaching other folks to shoot, and not just to shoot, but teaching other folks about America, about the stuff they don't teach in schools anymore, the history that they decided is not important anymore. Well, it is important. Without knowing your history, then you don't know what the future has to offer you. You don't know how to deal with the future. And we need these guys, we need you guys to become a part of the program, to help out, to give back to your country. And I was really happy to see all the New York apple seeds listed because I can guarantee you that, just out of a prospect of the odds is that we're going to get some more help for Ed. We're going to get some more help for the folks in Pennsylvania, and we're going to get some more help for you, Nickel. And I know you've already got a lot of great instructors there in the Northeast, but one of the good things about the Northeast is that the states are small and close together. And so that what that means is that it's not that hard for an instructor to jump right across the border and go to another event, because it's not that long of a drive. Here in Texas, I'm in the center of the state. For me to get out of the state, it's an 8-hour minimum drive, no matter which way direction I go.
So
8 hours up in the Northeast could very easily take you across two states or three states.
Yeah. Before I can get to the other end of New York, I can be on the far end. That's two states away. New Jersey in the time it takes me to get in Buffalo. Vermont's kind of a funny state. New Hampshire's coming up good too. Vermont's the 49th state by population and country. And right now for Appleseed instructors of all levels, from the basic IIT to master and people, I think at every level except base IIT and IIT 1 in this state. And we've got across the board, we've probably got the most instructors per capita. So when anybody you ever think, I'm out in the sticks and I live in a small place and I'm just one person, not much I can do, well, that should tell you you can be small and you can make a big impact.
That's right. And like I said, I'm looking forward to getting some more help, getting some more instructors, getting some more folks to help promote the program there in New York for Ed. And let's see, Ed, you'll be at the what shoot are you going to be at this weekend? You still there, Ed?
I don't know which one he's got coming. He's got one this weekend. I'm trying to think where it is. Pennsylvania.
He told me earlier. I know it's not the Mannheim. KDN's doing that one, and he said he couldn't go to that one because he was going to another one, and I don't know how many he'll be going to, but I'll be trying to get I've got to go to the doctor again on Monday, and once he clears me you know, make sure that all the, that the bones are still in place and everything okay. I mean, then I'm going to head on up to the Northeast also. Hopefully I'll be seeing you at one of the events. I'm looking at, Jericho is
8 and 9.
8 and 9. Okay, well, I might be able to make that one.
You ought to try to. You've been there. You know how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was absolutely gorgeous. I love it. I gave it a big plug while I was there. Well, I mean, while I at the beginning of the show, because it is a great location, a good chance to shoot to full distance, shoot a full distance AQT while you're there, and it's got a pit with targets and stuff, and a range, a 600 meter range, so a good chance for the full distance.
And we didn't get to shoot 600 last year. We were running slow on volume and because of the weather and everything, but this year we're working it a little harder. We're going to get everybody out 600. We've worked out how to get the full distance stuff done faster and with less lost time, and we're planning on getting everybody to get a chance out 600 yards like we did the first time we went there.
Well, we had a great event at Jericho last year, and no, we didn't shoot at 600, but we did shoot a full-distance AQT in the pouring rain, and for me, that was great. I really enjoyed that.
My M1 loaned out, and I swear it took me about 3 days to get the rust off it after. And the guy took good care of it. He's Canadian. And anybody's listening up in Canada, especially in the Montreal area, you come on down, New Bremen and Jericho are the two closest events for you. Don't be bashful. If you can't have a hard time getting a firearm across there, go to the Appleseed Forum. You'll figure out where my email address is. You see the flyer, rwv_northeast@yahoo.com, and I could probably loan you a centerfire if you needed to come down if you're a Canadian. Loan you 22 as well.
Well, we had a couple of Canadians last year at Jericho, and wow, those guys were they were right out of a book of Canadian characters, I tell you. The great shooters and great guys. They were just, like I said, they were a couple of characters. It'd be nice to see them again. And we had a really good crew at Jericho last year. A lot of IITs who are going to be Red Hats now this year, and a lot of folks, a lot of attendees. It was just a great event, a great location, a great event, and I look forward to it again this year. The trip there was great, too, because I left early, and I got to go to the Oriskany Battlefield, and I spent several hours at Oriskany, and then I stopped at the drive from Auburn to Proctor took me close to a lot of the battlefields. The only thing that I missed was I got to Saratoga too late to take the tour there. They had already closed up.
Yeah. Now, we're going to do Appleseed in Saratoga, I think, in September.
Wow. That'll be a great one. Yeah, I ended up at the ferry, I think, right at dark. And so I had to backtrack to get out of there because the ferry stopped also.
I
missed the last ferry. Yeah. So I had to backtrack out of there, too. But it was great.
The Champlain Bridge, if you're going by in daytime anyways, because the Champlain Bridge goes right at the Crown Point, and the old fort of Crown Point from the French and Indian Wars, or also known as the Seven-Year War, whatever you want to call it, back before the Revolutionary War, is right there, and you could see it from the bridge. You come down, you drive right by Crown Point Fort.
Well, that would probably even be, you know, I would like to, I was talking to the folks earlier tonight about the program, and what I think we're going to do is open up another night for the radio program to be used for shooting skills, shooting techniques, calling the line, clearing the line, telling the stories of different strikes, have another evening where we're doing that. And I would love to see at some point in the future another night opened up for history so that each night we had You know, each week we had a different battle, a different Revolutionary War battle that somebody would handle and cover and discuss.
We need to get some of our Northeast people on that, and the Southeast people, but there's a wealth of info on a whole revolution up here, not just 419, but right after the Battle of Thigh, when Ethan Allen and Benedict Arnold went in and took over Fort Kine, never fired a shot. The only thing they did is a British sentry's musket misfired, good powder was wet, and Ethan Allen smacked him with a flat side of his sword and knocked him down.
Yeah. Yeah, we went by every year, you know, when we go up, we go by the different places. I went to Cowpens last year, Cowpens, Oriskany, and then after we left, on the way home, we went to Lexington. Went to Lexington, then we went to the North Bridge in Concord, and then we walked along Battle Road and went back to Boston. And the kids enjoyed that. They enjoyed hearing about the history, American history, and now all of my daughters are reading continuously about the American Revolution, about the history of our nation, and I'm really proud of that, and really glad to know that they are going to carry on the history in their hearts and continue, and the fact that they're going to know about our history, which is going to help them in their lives in the future.
Yeah. This spring, Fred and myself, Bridgewater and Anders, went on, I wish she'd Blue Skies on the forum. We went to visit Lexington Battlefields on the 20th, on the 19th in the morning. And we were there. We were at Lexington Green at sunrise, and then we drove out to Concord. And they had some stuff going on there. And the funny thing, it was 419 in Green on Lexington. They didn't have anything going on. They did it the day before, or 2 days before, or the day after, or something. Concord
right.
Had North Bridge. As it's you've got to, for anybody who's listening, that's pilgrimage you've got to make to understand it. I had my mind's eye something totally different. It was far bigger than it was at North Bridge, and it just blew my mind when I looked at it. Of course, down there, the hills are a lot smaller than the hills up where I'm at, too. But
right. Oh, you're talking about the actual size of the North Bridge?
Yeah, the size of the bridge was what I was thinking it was. It's the size of the land towards Barrett's farm from it, north of it.
Oh, uh-huh.
It swept right around a corner, and you could see that it's all preserved. You could see Barrett's farm right there. It's not very far. It's not near as far as you think it is. You think it's a couple of miles. It's not. It's just something you've got to go to see, and you just go, wow. And every enactor's there doing that, and somewhat. We had pictures. I think some of them are up on the website, on the Appleseed Info website. If not, I'm going to have to get off my butt and make sure I post some of the history right here.
So. Yeah, what I thought was kind of funny was listening to the guides, the park guides, tell the story of the battle there at Concord at the North Bridge. And I had to bite my tongue to keep from correcting them because they have a different story than what history provides. And sure, certainly there's a lot of different viewpoints on what happened. But and of course I asked the lady afterwards and she said, well, this is really my, the first time I've ever, given the story. But the way that they talk about it was that whenever the British regulars were coming back from Barrett's farm, that the colonials there, the militia at the North Bridge, were so confused and that most of them had already left, and the others that were there were so confused that the British just walked through them back to Concord. And we certainly know from historical records that that's not what happened. And I actually gave my version of it to the people who are still sitting there after she did.
Fred did correct them, a guy there before, the year before. No, he wasn't there the year before. He 2 years before, he corrected a guy. He went up there some other time, he corrected a guy. And we know that the colonials, to talk about it briefly, we know the colonials weren't confused because The colonials were the veterans, and the British soldiers were mostly green troops, except for some of a few of the senior officers. But the British troops were green, and it's their first taste of combat. On these colonials, all of their leadership and most of their militia had served just a few years before in the French and Indian War. And there was, I think you'll find that Captain Parker, they say, was one of Rogers' Rangers. That's pretty tall stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, guys, we've come to the end of the show. I want to thank everybody who called in. Nickel, thank you for calling in. Also to Ed and Sam. Sam, are you still there?
Oh, yes.
Sam, thanks for calling in, as you always do, and for helping out with the show. You're another one of those rocks of the program. I appreciate your help every week on this, not just on the show, but on everything that you do for the program. You're an absolute rock in the program, and God bless you for that. I want to thank all the guys in the chat room for always coming, listening to the show, helping out, pointing people in the right direction, and helping out with all the people that come in, sharing their information, and for all the work they do outside of the show. Because the guys that show up, like in the chat room, and they listen to the show, are the guys that are working day in, day out, the Appleseed, living the life of the rifleman. We all know that the real work of an Appleseed occurs, it starts the Sunday night after the Appleseed event ends, and it runs until Saturday morning when the next event starts. That's when the real Appleseed work is done. The weekends, the Saturday and Sunday of the shoots, are just the cream. It's the icing on the cake. The real work is done in between the events. And you guys are the guys that do the real work in between the events. And I want to thank you for that. So thank you to all that are listening. Thank you to the folks that are helping out day in, day out. God bless each and every one of you. And we will see you again on Tuesday, this next Tuesday. And we'll get the dates for the shooting section. We'll figure out the date for it and get it set up. And we'll start recording that probably this week. We'll probably start getting that recorded, or at least get the dates worked out for it, and have another night on the radio here going. Mark Alonso is helping me out. I've got him schooled in how to run the program, run the show. If something happens and I can't run it, then he'll be glad to do it. And I'd like to get a couple of more. Maybe, Sam, if you wouldn't mind doing that, I could get you schooled and listed as a another host for the show.
I'm a long way from Davila.
Well, you can do it just by phone. So that's the good thing about it. All right, everybody, thanks again, and we'll see you. We'll see you this next Tuesday. Thank you.